The City of Bloomington is reviewing its harassment policies and guidelines. The new ordinance, which particularly pertain to contracted employees and businesses, were submitted to the Bloomington Common Council on Friday. That legislation, which is sponsored by at-large council member Susan Sandberg, is expected to be brought up during the council's next regularly scheduled meeting this Wednesday. City of Bloomington Communications Director Yael Cassander says the legislation comes after the city was prompted to review its policies.
Sexual harassment is one aspect of it, but any form of employment discrimination, you know, where the workplace is made to be an uncomfortable place for an employee. We wanted to make sure that those protections were extended to contracted workers, to volunteers, to interns, anyone who's working on behalf of the city. And yes, indeed, we became aware of the gap in protection by the recent events in the spring and the allegations of sexual harassment that were made, that were, you know, publicized by the contracted employee of Monroe County government. So that kind of prompted us to take a look at our policies, and we realized that within Bloomington Municipal Ordinance and also within the personnel manual, I would say that there was some protection, but we needed to make it more explicit.
Cassander says the ordinance would specifically extend protections against discrimination or harassment to anyone doing work for the city, even on a volunteer basis. The ordinance also would mandate any company carrying out a contract with the city to have in place a harassment policy, which could then be reviewed by city administrators.
It feels like the time is right. You know, Bloomington definitely is interested in being on the right side of history in terms of municipal organizations that are adopting legislation like this. You know, increasingly, it's not, as they would say, your grandfather's city government. We rely increasingly upon contracted workers, whether it's simply for construction or strategic consulting. So we need to make sure that these workers who add so much value to our city function are protected as well.
The Bloomington Common Council is expected to review the proposed harassment policy changes at its meeting on Wednesday evening.